Welcome to the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show, built by Par Lumber. When it comes to big or small projects around the home, Tony and Corey have got the know-how and the answers to make your life just a bit easier. Here they are, your Weekend Warriors, Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome to the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show, built by Par Lumber. I'm Corey Valdez.
And I'm Tony Cookston.
Thanks for tuning in with us today. We've got another great show lined up for you. You know, Tony, Valentine's Day is around the corner.
Is it around the corner?
It is around the corner. And I know you know because of a very special day Valentine's
That's
Day.
That's right. It's my anniversary. So it's definitely important to me. But let's go back to the comment that it's around the corner. Is it close enough that you can see it from here? Because if it's around the corner, I mean, you can't see around corners.
You need a mirror or something. Peek around the corner.
Yeah,
it's around the next turn, the next week.
Yep, it is. It is coming up very quickly.
Close.
And here's the thing: we don't want to wait until it's the last minute, and then it's crunch time, and we're trying to come up with something that's meaningful.
You're standing in line with every other husband at Rite Aid trying to pick out a card.
Yeah,
and
a gift.
There's four left.
A gift for your significant other, right? Take some time, start preparing now, decide what you're going to do, something that's meaningful, and surprise your significant other.
Absolutely.
With a wonderful gift. If you decide to do something that you hear about on this show, then it will be a homemade gift.
A weekend warrior.
Yes, a do-it-yourself gift.
And I tell you what, if you have done a project for your significant other for Valentine's Day, I would love to see a picture of it. Send it over to me and Tony. We'll put it up on our Instagram.
Yeah, absolutely. I think
if you don't mind.
I would love to. I would love to see some Valentine's gifts, homemade DIY Valentine's gifts. I know I've done some in the past, and I'm always looking for another really cool thing to do that my significant other will appreciate.
Yeah, so anyway, that's what our show's about today. We're going to give you some Weekend Warrior-style DIY projects. Not necessarily gifts. We're not saying get a wrench set or a hammer. we're gonna talk about some projects today that you can do around your home to make your home Valentine's Day worthy.
Yeah, some of the things that we're going to talk about actually are things that could make the home a little more romantic, maybe a little more homey, maybe just a little cozier.
You're my homie.
Yeah, I'll be your homie.
Anyway, well, we broke this up into different areas around the house. It'd probably be appropriate to start in the bedroom. Would you say?
Why not, right?
We've got lots of projects you can do around the bedroom to make it a little more cozy for Valentine's Day. So the first one on my list, Tony, is to build a headboard. And
so you're focusing on the master bed.
Yeah, sure. The master bedroom, the bedroom.
But you're focusing on the master bed.
Sure.
You're starting with a headboard.
A headboard. It's a good project. I've done it before. If you've got a bed in your room and you don't have a headboard for it, or if you've got an older one, what you can do is take a piece of plywood. I used 3/4 inch CDX plywood. It's fairly inexpensive. Get a sheet now for, under $50. And then you get some foam. So like some 2 or 3 inch or 4 inch foam. You glue it to the piece of plywood with 3M Super 77 spray. And you glue it to it. And then you wrap the thing with fabric.
Fabric.
Staple it to the back. And then what I did was I cut a French cleat out of a 2x4. And that's how I mounted it to the wall. And it's super sturdy. And it looks really good. You help me.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the fabric. You said fabric. I mean, I'm thinking about, you'd want it to be some kind of high-end fabric or something with a design or something with some thickness, right? Something with some girth to it. Maybe like a pleather.
Pleather? Or, I guess that would be okay.
Or a crushed velvet.
You could put whatever you want on it. I'm just whatever you want.
Flannel.
Flannel.
It's probably not gonna fly. I mean, I have got a I've got a bed that is solid black. It's all wood, and it's solid black, and it's pretty modern. Pretty modern. If I was gonna add a headboard, I would think that the headboard would need to be modern. Do you have to put foam and cover it with material? Can't you build like a panel headboard?
Absolutely. But I was just, that's my idea, is putting foam on it and putting fabric over it because it's nice and soft.
I think your idea came from a book called How to Build a Headboard in the 90s. That's what I think. That's where I think your idea came from.
Okay.
I got a better idea. You can take that same piece of plywood and get some half by three or some half by four and apply those on there in the shape of boxes, right, with 45s on the ends. And then you can put a little piece of quarter inch, quarter round on the inside, caulk all that together, prime it, paint it, you know, like a matte black.
Like shiplap?
And now you've got...
Did Joanna Gaines design your headboard?
There's no shiplap on there. This is a panel finish. It would be very classy.
Well, either way.
And look really good.
I like my idea. You like yours. But headboard's a good project, wouldn't you say?
Headboard is a great project. You know, as long as you're making some improvements to the master bed, this is a really good time to go out and buy a new set of sheets, buy a couple of new pillows, maybe get a new comforter or a duvet cover. Really spruce it up. I think this is an opportunity to spruce it up. Give it a real fresh new look and feel. And with the headboard, it just really tops it off.
I'm gonna say two words: feather pillows.
Ooh, down pillows.
I just bought new feather pillows just the other week, and I'm very excited about them. Love them.
Did you have to take out a loan to pay for them?
Almost. They are expensive.
I know they are.
Goodness.
I got my last set of pillows at IKEA. IKEA has lots of options when it comes to pillows.
Oh, interesting.
They have down as well, yeah.
All right, here's another good project for you is building a walk-in closet. If your spouse has a small, tiny closet and you've got the room...
Small, tiny.
It might be worth building a walk-in closet or just a big closet along one empty wall. When we bought our house, you actually helped me build it, Tony.
I did.
Our bedroom size was gigantic. It was so big, it didn't make sense. And the closet was tiny. So we framed in a 2.5 foot by 8 foot long opening just inside the walls there and got it sheetrocked, got it finished. And I installed a really nice organizational closet setup inside of it, you know, where you go to the store and they design it and they put all the rods and cut everything and it is fantastic. My wife absolutely loves it.
You essentially doubled or more your total closet space in the master bedroom. And it was a fairly easy project. Of course you paid probably a pretty penny for the closet organization system, but installing it was not that difficult and it turned out really good.
Yeah. I did it myself. I did buy the components to do it, but I installed it myself, so it wasn't horrible. But it was a great project, and it's something you could probably get done in a few days.
Even if you have a walk-in closet now, there might be an opportunity for you to add some design aspects inside the closet, some additional storage for shoes, or you could double up the closet rod, maybe, and get shirts above and below. I know there's a lot of efficient ways to use space in the closet. My master closet is not currently very efficient, so there's an opportunity there for me. But that's a great tip. Another thing you can do while you're in the master closet is improve the lighting. Lighting is never sufficient, it seems to me, in the master closet, and that's a great way to show your significant other that you appreciate them, is to add some light in the closet so that they can see better and so you can see better. Another couple of places where there's never good enough light or sometimes no light at all is in a hall closet or even a coat closet, an entry closet. a lot of times closets just don't have any light at all. And there's an opportunity to add light there, and it doesn't have to be super expensive.
Yeah, I actually give you a tip on that if you are worried about running wires to switches and doing all of that sort of thing. I would recommend getting just running power into the closet itself. You know, if you have access to it up in your attic, and you can just run hot right over to the inside the closet and put an outlet, and you can buy LED shop lights at Costco that are motion sensored. So when you open the closet door, the light turns on and you can adjust the brightness of it. You can adjust the duration of the light. You can have it turn off after 30 seconds, however you want to set it up. But it's nice because it's just always hot. It's always on. You don't have to worry about running a switch and turning in switch or doing a pull chain or anything like that inside the closet.
There's a lot of opportunities for that same thing. I mean, even in the laundry room or in the pantry, lots of places where a motion sensor light would work really good.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. And I put it in a couple of my closets. Absolutely love it.
You know where there's another place where you can do a lot of amazing things? In the master bathroom.
Yes, there is.
You know what I mean.
You're like what? What?
Here's one. And you know, some of these are a little more in-depth than others. Here's a very simple one. If you still have a flat mirror on the wall in the master bathroom with two little mirror clips on the bottom and two little mirror clips on the top.
Those little shell-shaped ones?
Yeah, those little shell-shaped ones. If you still have that in your bathroom, you're missing an opportunity to really class the joint up. You could go out to the store and buy a new mirror that's framed with a really nice frame, or you could even frame the mirror yourself. Dadoing a frame for a mirror is something that a weekend warrior can do with a table saw and a little bit of skill and a little bit of luck. But if that's out of your comfort zone, then purchasing a mirror that is framed can really add a lot of character to the master bathroom.
Yeah, it's a really popular thing to do, even still. I think it looks great. I agree with you. Getting rid of that old metal aluminum track, the top and bottom aluminum track where you have the full-sized mirror in it. That was super cool in the 80s.
Here's something that's a little bit more involved. How about a bidet?
That's a great idea. You know, in the great toilet paper apocalypse of 2019 or 2020,
yeah,
where you couldn't buy toilet paper, my wife actually convinced me to go buy one of the bidet adapters that goes on the toilet, and she absolutely loves it.
But do you still use it today?
Absolutely.
Really? You have that on there and it works. Did you also hook it up to warm water?
I didn't.
I have had so many conversations with people who bought a bidet adapter for their toilet, but didn't bother to hook up the warm water. And I mean, it's a refreshing sensation, I understand. But I'm not sure I would be able to go that route. I feel like I would have to have warm water. But I am intrigued by the idea. A bidet could be something that's very nice.
Since you're in the bathroom, adding a heated toilet seat is one of those new things.
I mean, that might counter the cold bidet water.
Might. It absolutely might. Or a heated towel rack.
Oh, that's luxury.
In the wintertime, you throw your towel on the heated towel rack, and when you get out, it's nice and warm.
Luxury.
And another thing is the heated floor.
Oh, man. I mean, now that's a project. We know that because recently did that in my mother-in-law's house. We did a remodel there, and we tiled the floor, decided that we wanted to have heated floors. And I tell you, I was in there doing the base trim in the bathroom, and the floor was about 80 degrees, which is where it runs, most of the time. It is very luxurious.
You know, I'm kicking myself. You know, if you've listened to our show for any period of time, you know that I remodeled every room in our house. And
including the bathrooms.
Yeah, the last one that we did was the master bathroom. And I said, I am absolutely getting heated floors. And when it came right down to it, it became too difficult and costly because I had to run a whole new run from the electrical panel, which is in a weird location anyway. So I can't easily get wire from there into my attic or my crawl space. I would have had to have torn out walls in areas that I didn't want to, just to get that new power run to the back bedroom where the master bath is. So I opted not to do it. And I'm really mad that I didn't, because it's cold in there. Yeah. In the wintertime.
Yeah. Tile floors are cold. And in the wintertime, it's decidedly uncomfortable. So yeah, that's something to think about. It's a big project, but very cool and definitely worth it, in my opinion.
Yeah. In my next bathroom remodel, or if I ever build my own home, 100% getting heated bathroom floor.
How about this? When you redid the shower in your master bathroom, did you add a second shower head?
I did.
So you have two shower heads?
We have two shower heads in there.
And tell me this, on a scale of 1 to 10, how glad are you that you doubled down?
10, 100%.
Wow.
It's a fantastic, you know, thing to have in the showers, having two shower heads, even, you know, for yourself, just having, you know, one on either side or one above and, you know, the rain shower head or whatever.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
There was a time when you and I had a conversation about dual shower heads in a shower, and you were concerned that the pressure would not be enough and you would just end up having this water sort of drizzling on you from a second shower head, and you were unimpressed with the potential. And now the performance is
amazing.
Not subpar.
No.
Well, that's great. A second shower head in the bathroom. Also a bit of a bigger project.
Well, but not necessarily.
Totally worth it.
You can buy a double shower head kit where it comes off the if you just have one shower head above your shower handle, like in normal, you can actually buy kits where you take that out and then you screw the new one in and it stretches up and over and down, and you can put a rain head in. You can buy these whole kits that come as an aftermarket deal where you don't have to cut into sheetrock or anything.
Wow.
So
that sounds like a doable thing.
100%. It's a weekend project, in my opinion.
Yeah. That's a good, speaking of luxury, here's another luxury item, and it can be anywhere: bathroom, kitchen, family room, living room, den, bedroom,
ping pong room.
could be in the ping pong room, could be in the man cave, or in the she shed, or the ladies' quarters, you know, whatever you want to call that. The sanctuary room. How about this? Change out a regular outlet for an outlet that has USB capability.
That is an amazing project to do, not just for Valentine's Day, because I'm telling you, you know, the if you've never seen these plugs before, it's essentially a receptacle that has USB
outlets
snuck in there. It still has two receptacle plugins.
Two regular outlets.
But it also has USB. So it eliminates the need for those bricks.
Yeah, the box.
The power box. Yeah, the little power brick that you plug in, and then you plug your USB into that. So it frees up two receptacles right there. One thing I will caution you on: the times are a-changing, as we all know. And USB, I don't remember the exact term for it, but that old boxy USB where, you know, where you plug it in, yep, it won't go in, and yep, you flip it over, it still won't go in. You have to flip it over two or three times, yeah, and it'll finally go in.
Yeah.
That's going away.
USB-C is replacing it?
USB-C is replacing it. People, the techie people out there that know about this, you've seen it on Android phones in the last few years. They've switched over to this oval-shaped USB.
Yep, USB-C.
It charges faster. Everything about it is better, but the other end where it plugs into the wall or into your brick, that's kind of remained the same old USB. Well, now even that is changing over to USB-C. So you can get these new receptacles with that USB-C in there. So it might be a good idea to get those, or maybe even get receptacles that have one of each.
Check them out, because
my new truck even has the USB-C output.
Outlets with the USB, the original USB connection, were about 50 or 60 bucks when they first came out.
Right.
So those USB-C ones could be expensive early on, but I'll tell you what, not having to use those little power box things, man, has been worth it. I'm so glad that I made the change.
100%.
And not excited that I'm going to have to make it again. For the record.
I know. It's kind of one of those technology things. You know, by the time you catch up, it's like, remember CFL bowls? It's just like CFLs.
I know.
By the time they get down in price and everybody said, all right, I'm switching to CFL, LEDs came.
LED.
They're way better.
Here's something else, Corey, just to bring this back and include every single person that's listening to this right now. Everyone can do this. And maybe it's not a project. Maybe it's not a big thing or a grand gesture. But you know what? Just fix the thing. There's always a thing that your significant other has been telling you about. This thing drives me crazy. It could be a sticky drawer or a squeaky door or a squeaky floor, right?
There's, I get what you're saying.
There's always that thing, right? That one thing, the thing that doesn't really take a major commitment, but you're like, ugh, that thing again. It's not like the thing doesn't work, and it's not like it's keeping you from your life, but that thing. Maybe it's time for Valentine's Day to just fix that thing. Just fix that thing, whatever that thing is.
Sometimes it's easy as a little spray of WD-40.
Yeah, or if you don't want to use that chemical, maybe you use a little bit of coconut oil.
Yeah, yeah, you certainly can.
You could spit on it. That won't last very long, but you could do it. But fix that thing. Just fix that thing, whatever that thing is. You know, you can fix, we've talked about this before, you can fix a squeak in a floor. They got a little kit in the hardware store you can go get a.
Yeah, we actually sell them at par. It's called a
Squeak No More.
Squeak No More. Comes in a box, a little tool.
Yep.
And it basically is a long screw that where you find the squeak and you kind of have to play around with it because you do want to hit a joist. But essentially what you're doing is you're screwing down through, like say if it's carpeted, you screw through the carpet and into the joist until you find it, and then screw it down to a certain point, and then you stop, and then you use the tool, and it snaps the screw off below the surface of the plywood, essentially making it go away.
Yeah. You know what? It's all about doing the thing. We actually have to take a quick break. When we come back, more of those projects that you can do for Valentine's Day. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show. Thanks for staying with us. Today we're talking about Weekend Warrior projects around the home for Valentine's Day. But I did want to say, if you've listen to our show before, you probably know that we have a YouTube channel, so we'd really like it if you went and checked out our YouTube channel. It's just search Par Lumber, or you can search Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show, but Par Lumber brings it right up. Like and subscribe our channel. We're also on Instagram and Facebook. We are at WW Home Show. If you missed any portion of this show or any other show and you want to go podcast those, wherever you listen to your podcast, just search Par Lumber. And Tony and Corey come right up, our Weekend Warriors. You can subscribe to that. And we try to put these shows up every week now. We got yelled at by a listener.
Yeah. www.homeshow.com. Yes. That's our website.
And if you ever want to hear or ever want to talk to us and send us an email or send us a picture of your project or anything you're working on and you want to share it with us, you can email us at weekendwarriors@par.com. We'd love to hear from you. All right, so today we're talking about projects around the home you can do for your sweetie, for your
significant other,
for your Valentine.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of projects around the house. And the last one you said, Tony, was just to fix that one thing.
Just that one thing.
That one thing that's driving your partner nuts.
Yeah, the thing
squeaky
is,
door.
It's probably the easiest thing you'll do, which is probably the reason why you haven't taken the time to do it, because it's you know, seemingly insignificant. But that just makes it even worse. Your significant other is probably saying something like, it's not even important enough to put off. Why are you putting it off? Just do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we all have those projects where it seems seemingly that it will take way too long to do a particular project. But if you just stop what you're doing and do it, you could probably knock it out in far less time than you would think.
Certainly,
I have a couple of those.
Certainly you can knock it out a lot faster than the last several months that you've been not doing it.
Or years.
or years, yeah. Certain projects have a tendency to linger on. An amazing gift for your significant other is to tackle that thing so that it's behind you.
Totally.
Just get it done. Knock it out.
All right, here's some other projects inside your home that you could do. If you're trying to get nice and cozy inside your home, maybe you could fix the cold breezes, leaky windows, leaky doors, replace the weather stripping. It doesn't sound very romantic, but I'll tell you what kills a romantic mood is some ice cold freezing air slipping in around a door or a window. And that sort of project doesn't take very long. You know, if you want to start in the bedroom or start by the couch where your significant other sits all the time and they're chilly, you can go pop the trim off, spray some window and door foam around the window, maybe even in the door. If you can see daylight around the door, pop off the old weather stripping and replace it. It's not a terribly hard project.
Here's another, right along that same thought process, you know, staying warm. Here's another one. If you don't have a fireplace in your home, you know, you don't have to go through this big project to add one. A fireplace adds that romantic ambiance and the heat and that everybody longs for, I feel like. But if you don't have a fireplace, you're thinking, well, I don't have a fireplace. You can go out and buy a freestanding electric fireplace, you know, $300 probably. It's you can set the TV on top of it. It's got drawers and doors and cabinets and all kinds of stuff. Very nice, and operates just like an electric fireplace that is built into the wall.
And they put out heat?
Oh man, yeah, nice amount of heat. I don't even use any of the heat in my family room. Just that little electric fireplace is all I use, and it makes it nice and toasty in there. And it's got a nice ambiance with the lights that shine in there. It's nice.
That sounds like a fun little project.
It's not expensive. They're for sale out there. Go get one.
All right, here's another one. Jump into the kitchen and organize all of the kitchen cabinets, the pantry, maybe build a spice rack.
I recently built a spice rack for my loved one.
Is that the one I helped you with? Or no, the one I helped you with was the one at your...
My mom.
Oh, your mom.
We built those hideaway spice racks.
On
either side of the stove. That was a very awesome project that we did. We had this 8 inches of space. We had just replaced all the cabinets. And in the stove space, we built in 8 extra inches on each side of the stove. And Corey and I built...
4 on each side. Not 8 each side, right? Total?
No, it took us 8 inches because we had to have room for the frame on the outside of the actual spice rack itself. So we had like 3 inches for the spice plus the frame for that. And then, of course, the hinges for the door and all of that. We needed 8 inches on each side. That's what we needed. That was the opening, 8 inches. And then we ended up with a 4-inch rack in each side.
Yeah, and, turned out pretty good.
Yeah, the door really was filler. It was filler that we used there. It didn't have any panel or anything on it. And then we had those magnetic latches where you push it in and it pops out, and then you could open it up, and they were totally hidden. 2 spice racks on rollers. Very awesome.
I do remember that, yeah. Yeah. It worked out really, really well.
Yep, they still work today. They're amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Another thing you could do in the kitchen is to add a wine fridge.
That's a great one. My wife definitely wants a wine fridge.
It's definitely one that we missed out on in our kitchen remodel, and I'm disappointed we didn't do it.
I call it a chocolate fridge.
A chocolate fridge?
But she calls it a wine fridge.
What do you keep? Oh, you keep like choco milk in there?
Yeah, chocolate. All chocolate. You know, in the summer months, you can't afford to have chocolate melt. And then it gets, you know, it's turns kind of white and it just doesn't ever taste the same. So it's a mess.
That's why you get M&Ms.
Got to keep your chocolate cold.
M&Ms melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
That's true.
It's in the label.
It's not the same. It's not the same. No, a wine fridge is a great idea. That is a very nice addition to a kitchen.
A dish to a kitchen.
A kitchen addition. I've got a great one, Corey. And this does not have to cost that much money, but it is going to pack all of the punch of any very heartfelt gift you could possibly give. Listen to this. This is a great idea. Everyone has photos on their phone that they love. And then they share them with people. They text them around and email them around. And all people have the photo and everybody loves it. It's a gorgeous photo. You know what didn't happen with that photo? It didn't get printed. It didn't get framed. And it didn't get hung on the wall where you can appreciate it all the time. You should find some significant photos of you and your significant other. Find the ones that you love, your most favorite photos. Get them printed, get them framed, hang them on the wall so that you can appreciate them.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You know, recently, and I mean within the last year, we had moved, I don't know, we're on our third or fourth move because we moved from our house into a rental, but we had to put everything in a storage unit. So we moved it there, and then we moved it to this other place, and we moved it to our house. But by the time it got onto the third move, which I'm sure many of our listeners have moved several times.
I'm sure many of our listeners had friends that helped them move several times.
Totally. Your stuff gets beat up. And we had all of our pictures inside of these boxes, even with like, you know, foam and, you know, bubble wrap and all of those things. They got beat up. So they were really chipped, like the paint was coming off. Some of the glass was cracked. So I went out to the frame store and I picked up a bunch of frames, all brand new frames. So they all matched. They were all kind of similar. And I reframed all of our pictures that were on our hallway because we had them stashed in the closet. Since they were so beat up, we were embarrassed to put them up. So I did that. I took that advice and I did it.
That was recently.
Yeah, probably within the last year.
Wow, that's awesome. That's a great, and you were so glad you did it, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's...
You've been to my house. You see the pictures down the hallway.
There's nothing better than really being able to appreciate the memories from maybe your wedding or from your honeymoon, from your favorite vacation, you know, sporting events, whatever it is. So many great memories wrapped up in that stuff. And it sits in your phone. And apart from sharing it with other people here and there, you just simply can't appreciate it like it should be appreciated. So it's a great idea to go out and frame some photos. Those are great gifts for Valentine's Day.
You know, Tony, some other projects that we've worked on over the years that we have on our YouTube channel, we built a few years back a hanging plant shelf. And we built it out of, was it two fence boards?
Yep, two cedar fence boards.
We took two standard 6-foot cedar fence boards and we built this really cool hanging plant shelf. It was like basically a platform with a shell.
Four sides.
Yeah, four sides. And it had like this little lip all the way around. And we put chains on it and hung it in front of a window. So it was kind of up high, but you were able to put plants on it that hung over the sides. We had a gal on the show from
Clever Bloom, Erin Harding.
And she helped us. She had this design. So we filmed it. And it's on our YouTube channel. You should go check that out. That's a really cool project that you could knock out pretty quickly and put some plants in it for your significant other.
Yeah, we threw bolted the bottom of the plant shelf. We threw bolted it. So there's no way it's coming down. Zero possibility it's coming down. and then put some sides on it, little lips on the side, so that the plants would have a sturdy spot to sit. It's a very cool gift, absolutely. As long as we're talking about plants inside the house. You know, Corey, if you're not a green thumb sort of person, you might not realize that house plants have to be repotted periodically. The dirt that they're planted in and potted in the first time, you know, it will eventually, you know, get hard and compacted, and the plant will have gotten the nutrients out of it that it had to give.
Or it can get too big for the pot.
Or it can get too big. And, you know, it just, in order for the plant to really flourish and do well, it needs to be repotted in fresh soil periodically. And so that can be a great gift idea, is to repot some of the house plants that are in the house and keep them alive and doing really well.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
Flourishing, if you will.
Clever Bloom, Aaron Harding, who wrote this book called How to
Raise a Plant,
Make It Love You
Back.
It's a good book. She knows what she's doing. She knows what she's talking about when it comes to indoor plants. So yeah, if you're struggling with your plants, I'd recommend going picking that book up.
Absolutely,
For a gift or for yourself.
It's a great read, for sure.
How to
Raise a Plant
and Make It Love You Back.
That's right. It's a great book. You know, when I'm thinking about repotting some plants, I'm thinking about where that's going to be done. You know, that's another great idea, Corey. If you're going to build something for your significant other, if they don't already have one, a repotting station would be great. You know, 4 foot wide, 2 foot deep, maybe.
Like a little workbench.
Yeah, like a workbench, but maybe on one half, you have the bench can lift up and you can have a bin in there. And on the other side, you can have a drawer. You can have a shelf on the bottom. You have a couple shelves on the top. I mean, a potting bench is a great gift idea, and any weekend warrior could build one.
You know, Tony, it's such a good idea. I feel like we should build one.
Oh, for sure.
And record it.
We should make one, shoot a video, and then we should give it away to some lucky listener.
Let's do it.
That'll be great. What else? What else you got outside? Some other outside stuff.
Well, we recently built a bird feeder that was really simple. Yeah. It was very inexpensive.
Yep.
We have this thing about fence boards. We like building projects out of one or two fence boards.
Yeah.
Because you can buy a fence board for $3, $4, and build a really cool project out of it. We actually took one in a wine bottle, and we made a bird feeder out of it in a little foot-long piece of rope.
Yeah, very cool, actually. It was a self-feeding bird feeder.
Yeah, you fill the wine bottle with bird seed, and then you flip it upside down, and you put it inside of this little bird feeder. And as the birds munch on the seeds, it falls down and replenishes what they've eaten.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It turned out so good that we'll probably have to make several more for our wives.
Yeah.
We didn't get to keep that one.
That's right, we didn't. That one's is a giveaway for someone.
We're going to be debuting that on our channel soon, so keep your eyes out for that. But that is a good project to do, is to make a bird feeder.
There are a lot of really cool projects, Corey, that come from a wine barrel. Have you seen some of the things that are made with wine barrel parts? They pop off the rings and they let the staves fall down, and then you have the top and the bottom. So these are the standard parts of a wine barrel. And you take one stave and drill some 1.5-inch round holes in it, about 4 inches apart or so. And so you end up with about 6 or so of those 1.5-inch holes, and then drop a little votive candle in each one and light those candles. Very cool candle holder. And just sit on the mantle or on a table. Very cool, actually.
I have one simple stave.
You have one.
Yeah, I have one of those.
Did you make it or did you buy it?
We got it as a gift.
Shame on you.
And it works great.
You love it. We could make some of those.
We should.
You know what else you could make with a wine barrel?
What?
More stuff. I've seen a
charcuterie board.
Oh, yes. A very cool sort of Lazy Susan style charcuterie board. It's made with just the top portion. It's got all the staves around the end, but they're only about 3 inches tall. And the top ring is on there. And then you just, you know, attach that thing all together and finish it and make a charcuterie board out of it. It's gorgeous. Put a Lazy Susan on the bottom.
My neighbor has a wine barrel rack that holds glasses. It's actually pretty cool.
I've seen those. Those are very cool.
Tony and I are going to do a whole video series on what
you can do with
projects to do with a wine barrel.
That's what we need to do.
Your yard is in wine country.
Oh man, we got wine barrels. We got wine barrels.
You were in the Willamette Hills.
Available to us all the time. Love wine barrels. But wine barrels are very cool. We have an Adirondack chair on our back patio that's made out of a wine barrel. Very well made. Amazing. Made for me by a friend of mine. There's a lot of things. They make these little end tables. They take the top and they use four staves back, you know, back to back, right? And they curve out on the outside and hold up this little end table with a made out of wine barrel. Very cool.
I like it. You know what would be really cool, Tony, is to put those Adirondack chairs around a fire pit.
Oh yeah, fire pit's a great Valentine's Day gift. I was just sitting around the fire the other night, just like 3 nights ago.
Really?
Yep, we had a little fire in the backyard and our little 4-foot by 4-foot fire pit. It's a very good thing to have in the wintertime. I love that.
It's it's very romantic, kind of fits the Valentine's Day motif.
For sure.
Building a fire pit.
Yeah.
A couple Adirondack chairs, glass of wine.
Anything above, anything above 38 degrees is decently comfortable if you got a good fire going.
I don't know about that. Here's something else. I know this is probably getting up there in time and money, but maybe building a hot tub patio.
Ooh.
Putting in a patio, putting in a hot tub on it. Maybe even blowing out a window that was in your master bedroom and replacing it with a door.
Ooh.
To allow you to get out to said hot tub patio.
Right to it, huh? And you're not having to traipse through the backyard over to the patio door, streaking through the house in your wet swimsuit.
That's the only way to do it.
Tracking water all over the place. Yeah, door out of the master bedroom straight to the hot tub is very smart.
That's quite the project. I wouldn't recommend trying to knock that out in a week or two. Just for the sheer fact that it's probably going to take a bit to build a patio.
Sure.
And order a door.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things involved in getting a hot tub installed and power and all of that stuff. But it's certainly something to think about. You know, maybe a card that is a promise of a hot tub.
Like an IOU.
Yeah, an IOU.
IOU hot tub.
IOU one hot tub and master bedroom access. With master bedroom access.
I would take that, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, as long as you follow up.
Speaking of having a romantic patio, a really cool thing to do is put string lights over the patio. And I'll give you a tip if you've got a long run. If you've got a really long run, say 20, 25 foot long run where you want to put string lights in. Don't just string them using the extension cord or the electrical wire.
For sure.
It's not rated for that. You'd want it to hang on them, on something. That's why usually when you buy like those larger bulb string lights, it'll have little hooks on the top of every bulb. What you'd want to do is take some 1/8-inch stainless steel cable or 1/8-inch steel cable coated, and then string that from end to end wherever you want those to string.
And you're attaching those to like some little eyelets or something.
Right. And then put your string lights on those. That's the way you should do it.
So you're buying the 1/8-inch cable. You're buying some crimps or some cable ends.
Yeah, some eyelets with some...
And some eyelets. I mean, there's a few different parts and pieces you're going to need to do that.
Yeah, you can actually get them where they crimp. So you have to get a crimping tool. But they also make like U-bolts that go over it. And then you tighten the U-bolt around it. And that will hold your loop in place.
Okay, so now how about
no special tools?
How about
required.
Tensioning it?
So I did this in my backyard. Full disclosure, I put it up in my backyard just this way a few years ago, and I just hand tensioned it.
Really?
Yep. I pulled it tight, and then
put the buckle on it. Screwed it down tight.
Yep.
Called it good.
When I put my string lights on there, it gave it just the ever so perfect little curve.
Oh, yeah. A little droop is what you're saying.
Yeah, just a little bit.
A sort of a happy accident is what you're saying.
Exactly. You know, and one of the things that I did is I put a remote-controlled extension cord, or it's like a outlet that you plug the lights into, so that way I can turn them on and off.
Oh, you have a smart outlet that you can communicate to with your phone?
I do.
Well, wow, that's smart.
You know I got the smart things.
I know you got the smart thing going on all over the place. Light dimmers in every room. It's crazy. Yeah, that's a really good idea. I have lights outside of my back patio, under my back patio cover. Having a lighted outdoor living space is very nice, especially in the summertime. Man, is it ever nice. I absolutely love that. My barbecue is out there under my back patio, and I love having lights there. If you don't have lights on your back patio, you definitely should have. That's a good addition.
Absolutely. You know, Tony, we did another project up on our YouTube channel. You can go check it out. But this is a good one to do for your significant other if they're an outdoor plant person and you live in an area where you can't plant something in the ground directly. We built...
Like in an apartment where you have a back...
Yeah, exactly. Like an apartment or...
Back patio or something. Second floor.
In a townhome or a second floor. Yeah, or if you just don't have space to plant something.
Your own... You don't have your own grass. Got it.
Your own garden. We built a plant trellis made out of a single black welded panel. And it's this square fencing. It's called hog wire fence. We stock it at Par Lumber, but we basically took two pieces of cedar, 2x4, and we built a planter's box, like a raised garden bed kind of thing, and we fastened it all together, so then we put climbing plants inside of it. So as it grows, it creates this nice wall.
A ladder.
Like clematis or something with nice flowers, but it will also make like a privacy type thing. That's a really good project, so you should go check that out on our YouTube channel and attempt one of those. It was actually pretty simple.
Yeah, and it turned out really good, too. I absolutely love it. It's climbing up there. It's absolutely great. All right, well, I think that's all the time we got. We really appreciate you tuning in. We hope that you got something out of this. We hope that you have an amazing Valentine's Day, and we hope that you have an amazing week coming up. This has been another episode of Your Weekend Warriors right here
on the Weekend Warriors Radio Network.
Have a great week.